meet his friends. This shiur should be a special schus. Rabbi Marasi Sheyichyu, for all of the cholim and klal Yisrael in the world, should experience a Yeshuas Olam in Perakei, Pasuk Yitches, Parashas Nasav, Emin HaKohen Etzisha Lefnei Hashem, Uparas Rosh HaIsha, V'nosan Al-Kapes Minchas Yisikar Minchas Kenosi, Uviyad HaKohen Yumei Amarim HaMa'arim. Talking about the woman, the Isha Selta, who is suspected of adultery. The Kohen stands her up in front of Hashem. He bares her head. He puts on her hand the Minchas Zikaron, this offering of remembrance, an offering of jealousy offering, Minchas Kenosi, and in the hand of the Kohen, this bitter water which causes a curse will be. Me'amarim ha'ma'arim. So Rashi says, what does it mean, bitter water? He says, Al Shem Sofon, that in the end they're going to be bitter, in the end they're going to be bitter for her. Wherever in the Gemara in Sota, Avod Shmuel says, Nafchof, that you have to put something bitter in the water. Why does it say May Marim, the Gemara says? Because they're already bitter. Because the Kohen put something bitter in the waters. Even before you erase the Megillah in these waters, they're already bitter because the Kohen put something bitter in them. So why does Rashi not accept the Gemara's perish? Rashi says, Hashem Sof, and the other are going to be bitter for her. These waters. What's wrong with the Gemara's perish? That already now, not Hashem Sofen. Already now. Not because of the effect of the waters, that it's going to be really bitter for her in the end. It's going to be very bad if she was not pure. But Rashi could have said, like the Gemara there, if they're already bitter now, because something bitter was placed in them. It's one kasha asked by the Ramban, the Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh. So the Chor, we also have to understand, asks Marin of Rabbeinu Agon Agodah Rav David Tuchman Tzitzel, basing our shir in his Torah. But Dibri HaGemara, that it's not Al Tzema Asid, like Rashi says, but rather we have a teaching that you have to put something bitter in the water. Hatenach Mehamarim. But in the whole continuation of the parasha, it says again and again, Me'amarim ha'ma'arim. So Bishlam l'mashkos of Rashi. That's the name of these waters. The name of the waters are bitter waters. So it makes sense that each time you're going to call them bitter waters, because that's what the name of the waters is. The name is bitter waters, because in the end they're going to be very bitter for her. But the Divrei HaGemara, that it's telling us what to do with this water to make it bitter, so write it once. Just like you only write Mayim Kedoshim once. You don't have to keep saying Mayim Kedoshim. So to just say that it's bitter water, to make it bitter once. And that's it. So that's Akasha on the Gemara's Perish. If it's really that you make it bitter, then just say it once and that's enough. Mashen Ken Lefi Rashi, it's good. Because Hashem Sofon, that's the name of the water. So you could say it each time. Also we have to understand the Mashkas of Rashi, that it's Hashem Sofon. Why does it say Marim Hama'arim? The bitter waters that cause a curse. What makes them so bitter is that they cause a curse. So you don't have to say it twice. Just say the bitter waters, and we already know they're going to cause this curse. In the Sifri on the Pasuk of Yad HaKohen Yumei Amarim, it says Magid HaKasu Shein HaMayim Nefachim Le'osmarim Ela B'Yad Kohen. The Pasuk is telling you that the water only is transformed to be bitter in the hands of the Kohen. Davracha Nikru Marim Al Shem Sofen Shem Marim Sagufa Ma'arim Esa Ovon. It's called Marim on the end because they make the body bitter and they sort of challenge the sin. Ad Kan Midivrei Amedrush. So the Chora, the Lishna Kama, is that you put something bitter inside in the hand of the Kohen. Like it says in the Gemara, Ayin Shem B'Malbim. Parish Basu, the second parish, is like Rashi said, Al Shem Sofon. In fact, the Ramban says that Rashi is like the Lishna Basu and the Sifri. Al Shem Sofon. In the end, they're going to be very bitter for her. But we have to understand Lashon Sifri, that it says, She'ena Mayim Nefachim Lios Marim Ela B'Yad HaKohen. What's this Lashon? She'ena Mayim Nefachim Lios Marim Ela B'Yad HaKohen. They only turn out to be bitter in the hand of the Kohen. So it's Mashma. The Pashi, you need something bitter. Kamash Malan, the chiddush of the pasuk is that it has to be done in the hand of the kohen. That's the chiddush. So it doesn't seem to be saying what the Gemara is saying. Gemara says that the kohen has to make it bitter. The Sifri seems to be assuming that it's already bitter, and the chiddush is that the kohen has to do it. The chiddush of the Gemara is that you're making it bitter b'chalal, and the emphasis of the Sifri is that the kohen makes it bitter. Avod Shmuel says in the word tzarech sheyitein mar l'socha mayim. It's telling us the chiddush that he has to put something bitter in the water. The Sifri seems to assume already that it's bitter, but who makes it bitter? The kohen. So we want to understand this chiddush of the Sifri, not like the Gemara, that it's dafka biyad kohen. The Ramban brings the Sifri on the pasuk later on. Kosev es ha'olos ha'ele ha'kohen b'sefer u'mochas el me'amarim. He writes these curses in the book and the parchment, and then he erases it in the bitter waters. Magid ha'kos she'ha'kosev osa es ha'mayim marim. So Ramban brings the Sifri and this pasuk that the pasuk is making the water bitter. In Shem Ramban, how he explains, we want to understand what this means. He writes these curses and then he erases them. So the pasuk makes the waters bitter. Shakasav, what's written makes the waters bitter. What does this mean? So in Pasuk Yates, it says, Vishbiya osach kohen, Vomrela isha, im lo shachav isha oscha, osach, im lo satis tmead, tachas asher hinakim, ime amarim, hamarim haele. Again, Vamral Ishim Loshachav Ishosach, Vim Losatis, Tuma Tachas Ishech, Hinakimi Me'amarim Hamarim Ha'ele. The coin shall then place her under oath and say to the woman, if no man has lain with you and you have not gone astray to become defiled to another in place of your husband, then you will be absolved through these bitter waters which cause the curse. You see again this kefal aloshin, marim and ma'arim. First bitter and then cursed. And that's what we see in Pasuk Yitches. Iyu me hamarim hamarim. However, in Pasuk Chabez it says, v'kasi uvo amayim hamarim eile b'me'ayich, letzbos betim v'lampil yerech, v'amraisha amen amen. See, here we only have a mayim hama'arurim, v'lo hamarim hama'arurim. So why pitom in Pasuk Chav Beis do we leave out the bitter parts? Very interesting ha'ara. V'lo hamayim hama'arurim ha'ele b'me'ayich latzbos beten v'lanpil yarech v'amra isha amen amen. Only Mayim Amarim, but no Marim. Pasuk Chav Dalid. Vihishka Seisha Smei Amarim Hamarim Ubaoba Amayim Hamarim Lamarim. He shall then give the bitter, curse-bearing waters to the woman to drink, and the curse-bearing waters shall enter her to become bitter. And also Pasuk Chav Zayin, we have V'hishkas hamayim v'aysa im nitma v'tim ol mal b'isha u'bova hamayim ha'ma'arim l'marim v'tzav tzav bitna v'nafla yirecha v'aysa isha la'ala b'kerva ma'isha, make her drink the water, and it should be that if she has been defiled and was unfaithful to her husband, the curse-bearing waters shall enter her to become bitter, and her belly will swell and her thigh will rupture. The woman will be a curse among her people. So mitzad echad, it says in these psukim, marim and ma'arim. You have both Marim and Ma'arim. However, if you read it carefully, you see something very interesting. That at the end of the Pasuk it says, Pasuk Chavdalid, Ubaba Amayim HaMa'arim. And then the cursed waters will come, shall enter her, Lamarim, to become bitter. Rashi says, Lios la roim umarim, they'll be harmful and bitter for her. But the waters themselves are only called Mayim hama'arim. The beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Me hamarim hama'arim. The bitter, curse bearing waters. And at the end, the waters are only called curse bearing. But the waters themselves aren't called bitter. Why not? And in Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, Ubaba Hamayim Hamarim Lamarim. The curse bearing waters shall enter to become bitter. So again, you see that they're only called curse bearing waters. They're only called Mayim Hamarim. They're not called Hamayim Hamarim Hamarim. Or Mayim Hamarim Hamarim. Like earlier in the parasha. Why is that? Not only that, but B'chol HaParsha, it says Hamayim Hamarim Hamarim, meaning that the bitter waters become her a curse, become a curse for her. And here it says Lahefech, that the Mayim Hamarim are going to become Marim. The cursed waters are going to be bitter. Not the bitter waters are going to be a curse, like it says earlier in the Parsha. But the cursed waters are going to become bitter. Ramban in Pasuk Yitches was already omed on this, Ayin Sham. Now, in the Mishnah in Sota, Adav Ches Amad Beis, it says, B'yerech etchila ba'aver etchila. The thigh is the first organ that comes b'kerev basar with the noef b'shas tashmish. V'achakach ba'beten. And only afterwards the stomach. As we know, the biology. L'fikach tukal yerech etchila. V'achakach ha'beten. So therefore, first she gets it in her yerech. B'seis Hashem es yerechech nofeles. B'es bitnech tzava. First the yerech goes the thigh. and then her stomach. Shar kol aguf lo polat, and also the rest of the body hasn't escaped from the illness. So, since her whole body was nana from the Aveira, may her whole body is punished. The Gemara says, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Menohani Mili. How do we know the Yerech gets it first? Ilayim HaMishum Dichsiv, if you're going to say it's because of the Pasuk says, when Hashem makes her thigh fall and her stomach also. Vaksiv, but it says in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Bitzav Sabitna, V'nafla Yerecha. Omi Omai. Who gets it first? Her stomach. First her belly will swell, and then her thigh will rupture. Do you want to say that the thigh gets it first? Look at Pasuk, as it says in Pasuk Chav Aleph, but look in Pasuk Chav Zayin. There it says the stomach gets it first. Amar Abaye, and for the Gemara, Abaye says, Ki layit, when the Kohen places a curse, layit tchila yarech, v'hadar beten layit. First the yarech, and then the beten. That's the curse. Because the klala is the beginning of the punishment. So when the Kohen gives her the curse, as it says, Pasuk Chav Beis, first in Chav Aleph, Vishbiya Kohen as a Isha, Vishvua as a Allah, Verma Kohen Lishi, Tein Hashem Osach, Lalo Lishvua, Besoch Hamech, Beseis Hashem, Besirechech Nofelos, Betuchnech Tzava, Uvo Amayim Arora, Me'ele, Be'me'ayich, Latzbos Beten, Velanpil Yerech, Yorech, Vamrish Amen Amen. So that's when the Kohen is saying the curse. Umayaki Batki, when the water checks her body, Kirochayu Batki, they go in the normal derech, first the Beten, and then the Yerech. Because when the water goes down, first it hits the stomach, and then the thigh. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. L'chora, it's very difficult to understand. Since self, the beten is punished first, how do we see in the Gemara the mida keneged mida, the yerech gets it first, because she first sinned the yerech, so first she gets punished with her yerech, and then her beten. But it's not true. The beten gets it first. Shaloka Seder Havera. Seder Havera was first, she sinned with her Yerech. That's where the Tashmish began, and then it got into her Beten. But Lamaisa, when she gets punished first with her Beten. So what's the Gemara talking about when it says, no, first she gets it with her Yerech, Mida Keneged Mida. It's not how it happens. So what's the meaning of the Yerech getting it first when it's not? So the Beten gets it first, Shaloka Seder HaAveira. So we don't understand that, why it's Shaloka Seder HaAveira, and the Gemara says it should be Keseder HaAveira first, the Yerech and the Beten. And what is the meaning of the fact that the thigh is cursed, and the coin says the curse, the thigh is cursed first? And the Maisa, that's not the Seder HaOnish. So we have, Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh, a whole slew of difficulties with this parsha, and I am so looking forward to the next shiur, where we will uncover the depths of Mirtz Hashem, and we will see Niflaot Mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, shalom.